听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000. Book 1. Unit 8. Creative Minds. Part 1. Warming up. A. Keywords. Invent.
Vocabulary. Facts. Calendar. Puppet. Mercedes-Benz.
The following passage will tell you about some inventions made by people in different countries. Listen carefully and match the inventions with the places where these things first came from.
People in England made the first computer. It was built in 1943. It was made to help England understand secret messages during World War II.
Someone in Australia invented the fax machine. After the fax machine was invented, it first became popular in East Asia.
Folding fans came from Japan. They were invented in Japan almost 800 years ago.
The first car came from Germany. It was invented by Carl Benz in 1885. Benz is still famous. His name is on the Mercedes-Benz car.
A man in Canada invented the chocolate bar. He lived in Nova Scotia, in the eastern part of Canada. He invented the chocolate bar in the 1800s.
The first really accurate calendar was invented in Mexico. This calendar was made about 1500 years ago. That's when people learned that the year was 365 days long.
The first mechanical clock was invented in China. It was invented in the year 725, over 1,250 years ago.
People think Africans created the first puppets. Actually, no one is sure, but puppets were probably created to help tell stories.
B. Keywords. Design. Patent. Introduce. Develop. Appear. Born. Invent. Create.
Vocabulary. Paperclip. Patent. Adhesive. Primer. Cellular phone. Commission. Authorize. Subscribe. Credit. Ringer. Add. Disposable. Diaper. Zipper. Immigrant. Galosh. Accident prone. Strip. Merit. contact lens. Norwegian. Pennsylvania. Czech. Band-Aid.
In the past century, when the consumer became king, product innovation reached unprecedented heights. Now listen to some of the great things invented in the past 100 years. Fill in the missing information. Pay special attention to the name of the inventions and the time when they appeared.
The design of paper clips is perfect. There's been little improvement since Norwegian Johan Valer got his American patent in 1901. Only about 20% are actually used to clip papers.
Post-it is one of the top 5 best-selling office suppliers. To make Post-its, introduced in 1980, 3M had to develop the adhesive, primer, backside coating, and new manufacturing equipment.
The first cellular phone was developed in 1973 by Martin Cooper at Motorola, and a test of 1,000 such phones followed in Chicago. The Federal Communications Commission authorized cellular service in 1982, and we haven't shut up since. More than a third of all households in the U.S. subscribe.
Among those credited with making electric washing machines was Alva J. Fisher. The machines use wringers to remove water from clothes. Truly automatic machines appeared in the 1930s. An early ad for a GE washer read, "If every father did the family washing next Monday, there would be an electric washing machine in every home by Saturday night."
Oh, baby, what a convenience. Procter & Gamble's Pampers, born in 1961, were first used only for special occasions. Now, the 95% of American parents who buy disposable diapers will spend up to $2,100 a child to avoid washing diapers.
Zippers were invented in 1913 by Swedish immigrant Gideon Sundback at Universal Fastener Co. in Pennsylvania. B.F. Goodrick first used the word to refer to a fastener on a pair of its galoshes. It was not used in clothes until the 1930s. And by 1941, zippers beat the pants off buttons in the Battle of the Fly.
Johnson & Johnson sold $3,000 worth of handmade Band-Aids in 1921, the year it introduced them. A company cotton buyer, Earl Dixon, had created them at home for his accident-prone wife. He then convinced his boss that the strips had merit.
Otto Wichterle, a Czech scientist, created the first soft contact lens in 1961. Bausch and Lomb bought the rights to his process for a reported $3 million in 1966.
Part 2. Scientists of the Millennium. 1. Keywords. Discovery. Invention. Founder. Idea. Describe. Theory. Accept. Develop. Method. The first. Start. Base on. Secret.
Vocabulary. Type. Mold. Astronomer. Condemn. withdraw, anatomical, vessel, artery, vein, conflict, influential, calculus, gravitation, principle, philosophy, unify, the Roman Catholic Church.
A. Listen to the first half of a passage about the discoveries and inventions of 10 important scientists of the millennium. Complete the following chart with key words.
Today, we tell about the discoveries of 10 important scientists of the past 1,000 years. The earliest of these important scientists was Johannes Gutenberg. He lived in Germany from about 1395 until about 1468. Johannes Gutenberg invented the type mold and the first successful system of movable type used in Europe. This made printing books faster and easier. Johannes Gutenberg and others used his invention to produce books in the city of Mainz during the 1400s. The system he invented remained unchanged for 350 years. Nicholas Copernicus was another important scientist. He is considered the founder of the modern science of astronomy, the study of the planets and stars in the universe. Nicholas Copernicus was born in Poland in 1473. At that time, most scientists accepted the idea that the Earth was at the center of the universe and did not move. The Greek astronomer Ptolemy had developed this idea more than 1,000 years earlier. Ptolemy also said that all the other objects in space moved around the Earth. Copernicus believed that every planet, including Earth, moved around the Sun. He also believed the Earth moved around its center once every day. He described these theories in 1543. These theories were not accepted in his lifetime. But by the early 1600s, other scientists began to develop the methods that would prove Copernicus correct.
One of these scientists was Galileo Galilei. He was born in Italy in 1564. Galileo was the first to use the telescope to discover new information about the planets and stars. He decided that the theory that all planets circle the sun was correct. The Roman Catholic Church condemned Galileo for saying Copernicus was right. For centuries, the church had taught that the sun, the planets, and the stars moved around the earth. 350 years passed before the Roman Catholic Church admitted officially that it was wrong and withdrew its condemnation of Galileo.
Our fourth scientist of the millennium is William Harvey. He was born in England in 1578. He discovered how blood moves in animals and people. Dr. Harvey described this in 1628 in the book An Anatomical Study of the Motion of the Heart and of the Blood in Animals.
This work was the start of all modern research on the heart and blood vessels. Dr. Harvey based his discoveries on observations and by cutting open dead animals and humans. Dr. Harvey's experiments showed that the heart forces blood through the arteries to the body. He showed that the blood returns to the heart through the veins. His idea conflicted with the widely accepted ideas of the time. It has been called one of the most important medical discoveries of the millennium.
Isaac Newton was another influential scientist of the past 1,000 years. Many experts say he was the most important scientist of them all. He was born in England in 1642. Isaac Newton invented a new kind of mathematics called calculus. He discovered the secrets of light and color. And his theory of gravitation showed how the universe is held together. Isaac Newton published his discoveries on the laws of motion and the theory of gravitation in 1687 in his book, The Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy. It was the first book to describe a unified system of scientific rules explaining what happens on Earth and in the universe. It is considered one of the greatest works in the history of science.
B. Now listen again and answer the questions with key words.
Part 3.
Scientists of the Millennium. 2. Key words. Idea. Theory. Discovery. Method. Establish. Invention. Change.
Vocabulary. Origin. Species. By means of. Organism. Evolution. Survive. Reproduce. Microorganism. Pasteurization. Germ. Resistance. Inject. Vaccination. Vaccine. Deadly. Effect. Motion picture. Device. Unconscious. Psychiatry. Sexual. Dispute. Document. Mass. Square. Atomic energy.
A. You're going to hear the second half of the passage about the discoveries and inventions of 10 important scientists of the millennium. Complete the chart with keywords.
Charles Darwin was another important scientist of the past 1,000 years. He was born in England in 1809. In 1859, he published a book called On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. He explained his idea that all living things developed from simple organisms. He said these organisms changed during millions of years to produce different kinds of plants and animals, including humans. This is known as the theory of evolution. Charles Darwin's studies showed that some animals and plants
have natural abilities that help them survive. They pass these abilities to their young when they reproduce. Other plants and animals that are less able to survive and reproduce may disappear. Charles Darwin's theories provided new ideas about the development of living things. However, they shocked many religious people. Many people today still strongly oppose the theory of evolution because it conflicts with their religious beliefs.
Our next important scientist of the past 1,000 years is Louis Pasteur. His discoveries saved many lives. Louis Pasteur was born in 1822 in France. He became a professor of chemistry. He discovered that heat could kill harmful microorganisms. Soon, this pasteurization method was used to keep many foods and drinks safe. He also helped establish the germ theory when he recognized that most diseases are spread by tiny organisms that reproduce in the body. Louis Pasteur also proved that an animal can develop a resistance to a harmful organism if the organism is weakened in a laboratory and injected into the animal's body. He called this method of preventing disease vaccination. He developed vaccines to prevent deadly diseases in animals and people.
The inventor Thomas Edison was another influential scientist. He was born in the United States in 1847. His work made possible the progress of technology in the 20th century. Almost everyone has been affected by the inventions of Thomas Edison. These include the motion picture, sound recording, and electric light. They are only three of the many devices Thomas Edison invented or helped improve. He also invented devices to improve the telephone. He improved machines that produced electricity. And he worked on many electric motors, including those for trains. Thomas Edison once said the electric light was the most difficult to develop. He also called it his most important invention.
Our next scientist of the millennium is the Austrian doctor Sigmund Freud. He changed scientific ideas about the mind. Dr. Freud was born in 1856 in Moravia. He established the idea that dreams help us understand our unconscious self. He said this is the part of the mind containing wishes, desires, or bad experiences too frightening to recognize. Sigmund Freud's work on the causes and treatment of mental sicknesses helped form the ideas of modern psychiatry. His ideas about sexual development led to the discussion and treatment of sexual problems. Many of Sigmund Freud's ideas are no longer used today, but no one disputes his great influence on the science of mental health.
Final scientist of the past 1,000 years is Albert Einstein. He changed the way we understand the universe. The great scientist was born in Germany in 1879. In 1905, Albert Einstein published one of the most important scientific documents in history. It explained his special theory of relativity. This theory is about the ideas we use to describe natural events. It is about time, space, mass, movement, and gravity. Albert Einstein is perhaps best known for his mathematical statement, E equals mc squared, or energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. This statement explained that a great amount of energy could come from a small piece of matter. It explained how the sun could give off heat and light for millions of years. It also led to the discovery of atomic energy. Albert Einstein's theories, like those of the other great scientists of the millennium, changed our world.
B. Now listen again. Decide whether the statements are true or false. Put T or F in the brackets. Part 4. Short talks on listening skills. Listen to the short talk entitled, How is it being said? Formal or informal language? Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
How is it being said? Formal or informal language? A distinction is sometimes made between formal language situations and informal language situations. For example, a difference exists between a formal lecture and an informal chat between friends.
A lecture or a public address is expected to consist of relatively well-organized speech. The language is more structured than would be heard in informal conversation. Most lecturers and public speakers plan in advance what to say and may have notes or even a complete text to guide them through the speech. The language they use tends more towards written language than that used in ordinary everyday talk. Their language is formal in contrast with the informal language of spontaneously produced speech.
Unfortunately for the language learner, the division is not as neat as this. Frequently, for example, a lecturer delivering a very formal lecture switches to informal language when making an aside or recounting an anecdote. Or a person describing a complicated matter to a friend over coffee may switch in and out of formal and informal styles. A doctor, for example, talking to a friend about his medical condition, will probably describe the condition in fairly formal language and then go on to explain it in more informal language.
Between the extremes, a range of formality or informality exists. This depends on the social setting, the relative ages and status of the speaker and listener, their attitudes to each other and the topic, to what extent they share the same background knowledge, and so on.
Many language learners have limited experience of English language in informal situations. In their lessons, they tend to use formal language. They have particular difficulty when switching to informal language within a formal situation. For the foreign language learner, judging the importance of these scattered informal utterances is a problem. Therefore, focusing not only on what is said, but also on how it is being said, is an important listening skill.